Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome back to another podcast, and we are continuing our look on the 15 components of love. We're still on 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, and what we're looking on today is love doesn't sing its own praises. What does it look like? You ever have that friend where every time you see them, they're always talking about themselves? It's like everything they do, they just want to be seen. Like, it's me do that, man. Yes, man, it's me. I'm the baddest thing since sliced bread. I'm better than everybody else, and nobody's good like me. And they always want to highlight that they're better than you. And sometimes they may not even say anything, but they dress in a particular way just because they want to be seen. So if you can identify that person, or if you are that person, then this is a problem in terms of love doesn't sing its own praises. And we're going to look on what does the Bible say about that? Is it wrong? And how do we actually deal with it? And what is the actual position that God actually wants us to have as Christians? So here's the thing. Why does persons sing their own praises? And there's four reasons. Number one is that persons who sing their own praises want to draw attention to themselves and about what they have done for you. So to think about it is that if somebody buys you lunch one day, you know, say, I buy lunch for Andre yesterday. Me buy him lunch and if I never, for me, him and I never eat food. And they just want to highlight that the fact that they bought you lunch. The next reason why persons sing their own praises is that they want you to recognize their efforts. So here it is that they highlight, we talked about earlier, they highlight what they did for you or for other people. The next reason why they actually do it is because they want you to see that they're here to recognize their efforts. They want you to say, hey, did you see me help that person buy them lunch, or did you see me do this and whatever. I did that, you know, and they want you to recognize their efforts. The third reason is that they feel they fully deserve a reward. So they're actually, what they're looking for is a reward for what they did. So the more they do, the more they want a reward. So it's like in a situation where you're married, and every time the husband washes the plates, spread the bed, clean the house, he expects a reward from his wife. And usually sometimes the reward is that they want to have sex with their wife. They will do a lot of things around the house because they want a reward from the person. Sometimes the person just want their attention, they just want them time, whatever it is they want. They want them to buy them a gift. Sometimes on the job, it's like there's this longing and this desire to be recognized that you're a hard worker. So you're recognized in front of the entire department for your efforts and improvement or your achievement, and they want a reward for all of that. So raise a pay, a vacation, whatever it is. They're actually looking for a reward. And the last reason is that they want you to accept them. And that's the last reason why persons actually sing their own praises, because they want people to accept them. All right, so what will happen if you don't praise the person? They will get angry for ignoring them. It usually leads to an argument. They will feel rejected and disappointed, according to 1 Samuel 25:21. They will reject you in return. They will always compare themselves to other people. They are quick to take revenge, according to 1 Samuel 25:22. They expect the person to apologize to them for hurting them, according to 1 Samuel 25:34. Usually holds grudges, very unforgiving, and get puffed up and proud. So the list is about 10 things that will manifest some of the time. If you ignore them and don't sing their own praises or recognize their efforts, they will hold a grudge. They will hold on to it, but that you don't meet them need. They will feel hurt. And they will talk about that hurt, how you hurt them and how them feel bad. And because of that, now them expect you to apologize to them for hurting them. And it's like it will start an argument because you did it and them hold it as a beaten stick over you, and they remind you, say, how I did this, but you never do it, and you never recognize my efforts, and blah, blah, and it causes a big argument. And this is the reason, because they want you to accept them, and they want to feel accepted by you. And this is a need. And sometimes if you are in that situation, that is what you're actually looking for the person to accept it, because you feel rejected by them. And when you mention these things, it's like what you're actually looking for is a reward. The next step is, now, what should you do to not sing your own praises? And there are six things. The first thing is to remain calm. According to Ecclesiastes 10 verse 4, don't start an argument. Avoid starting an argument. The third thing is that be open to take counsel. Proverbs 13:10. Be patient. Ecclesiastes 7, 8 to 9. Do good deeds because it's honorable. And do good deeds without expectation. So here's the thing now. Whatever you're doing, don't expect anything. Do it because it's right. Do it because it's honorable. Not because you're expecting a reward. And that is the problem. Because once you are expecting a reward, it shifts your focus from what the right thing is, what you should be doing. Puts up this false expectation of what you're actually looking for. And when you do that, expectation is not met, all of a sudden your world comes tumbling down. So what is the benefit of not singing your own praises? It will prevent humiliation and shame, and it will protect the integrity of the relationship. So long and short, it will ensure that the integrity of the relationships remains solid. And it will also prevent humiliation, because oftentimes you can in a public space and the person never react the right way, and it might start a big argument in our public space. Both you guys might be embarrassed and humiliated by the reaction, and it causes a problem because other persons are looking on to say, hey, what just happened? And also, when you protect the integrity of the relationship by remaining calm and patient, and you just move on from the situation and not really think much of it, when you give without expecting anything or even a reaction, you just give because you want to meet the need. That will put you now in a different position now to serve, as opposed to waiting to be served. And it will shift your focus now from being selfish to one now to be compassionate and giving. So the question now to close, are you expecting a reward from those around you? It could be your family members, your partner, or your spouse, co-workers and friends. Are you expecting a reward for the stuff that you actually do? Are you looking for something? Are you wanting attention? And are you doing things for getting for something that you want in return? Or are you doing without expectations? Something to think about. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.